Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
bitch, I'm trying to take you to the butterfly. Give me what I want, want, want. Cat, I'm a man, I'm a bitch, I'm trying to take you like a brother, like a baby, what I want.
Feel it in your spine, feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your push, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your push, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your push, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it in your back.
What?
Mike Q.
fish and play.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the please, roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Right. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
don't touch me. Uta, you gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uta, you gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uta, you gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
With the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and the icon Jack Mizrahi presents Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your grand prize, the Las Vegas Showcase Showdown, open to all Vogue Femme for $1,000. Many grants include The House of Cards Civil War, open to all runway for $500. Poker Face, open to all face with an attitude for $500. Mr. Blackjack, Butch Queen Sex Siren for 500, Miss Golden Gloves, Femme Queen Sex Siren for 500, and a host of other cash categories. Again, that's the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th, 2014. Doors open at 1 p.m. Ball starts 3 p.m. sharp. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. Includes refreshments for 10 people. Backstage dressing room, $75. The location, Fort Cheyenne, 2414 East Cheyenne Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Special appearances by the legendary Laomi Prodigy, Deshaun Levin, and Marquise Revlon. Masters of the microphone, the Hall of Famer Selvin Mizrahi, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. For more information, contact Divine Chanel on Facebook, or Jack Mizrahi on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated Sunday, March 16th. The Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blunt. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Legendary Trey Blonick and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize, Open to All Runway, Masterpiece Theater for $1,000. Mini grants include Open to All Legendary Performance, Operation Black Ops for $500. Open to All Performance, Queen of the Jungle for $500. Open to All Face, Timeless Beauty for $250. Femme Queen Realness, Transformation for $250. Trans Man vs. Butch Queen Realness, Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy vs. Thug, Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location, the Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact legendary Trevray Blonick or legendary Monique Khan on Facebook or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
September 27, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29th, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Faith for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor and hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook's event page, dated March 29th. Animation Domination. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grants include open to all runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to all realness for $200. Open to all Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an Over Pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m. Award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, open to all Runway for $250, open to all Face for $250,
Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd, in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Fem Queen Faith for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap the Mid-Mess Ballroom Awards Ball, honey, and the Mid-Mess Aftermath, honey, baby. It's definitely going down here, honey. Baby, all the tea, all the drama, all the shade, and all the shenanigans, and all the fights, and all the carrying on stuff, honey. The girls was launching bottles and everything, this thing. The girls pulled out guns at the ball and things, this thing. It was a big thing, honey. It was carried oils and teas, honey. My co-host, I don't know where my co-host is at tonight. I know Rodney's at work, so I know he'll be calling in shortly, honey. And so we're definitely going to be here. We're definitely going to get the madness and the drama started that happened at this ball this weekend. How is everybody in the chat room doing? How is everybody that's on the phone lines are doing? We're live and we're back and we're on the air, honey. So, you know, hold on. I got a couple of people that pressed one already. So let's see. 305-519, you're live on the recap show. 305-519, you're live on the recap show. Okay, you're gone. 718-813, you're live on the air on the recap show.
9-year-old? 9 months old.
Hello?
9 months old, hit their head on the floor while playing, no symptoms.
Hello? 718-813, you're live on the air.
That's four.
Okay, you're gone, honey, okay? Baby, nobody got time to play with you girls tonight, honey. I really don't, honey, to be playing with you girls. If you press one, please feel free to say something. Just don't sit here on the phone lines. I don't have time for the drama and the shenanigans tonight, honey. But we're going to recap the Chicago Awards Ball. What did – oh, hold on. Hold on, I have a caller. 872-203, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly, it's me.
What's going on, Amaya?
Hello. Hey,
yes.
How are you?
Queen
how are everybody? I'm sorry, I have
Queen
no
Buzza.
Voice. I apologize. What a game.
Oh, I didn't? Oh, honey, wait, hold on. Wait, let me see. Because I don't see it over here on my side. That's why. I'm so sorry. I don't see it on my side. Hold on. Let me try to refresh my board, honey, because I don't see it over here on my side. Sorry. Hold on. Let me see if I see it, honey. I just refreshed my board, honey. Hold on. Baby. Oh, okay, I see it now. It's on my board now, and I got them. Yes, we have Queen Mother Amaya Revlon is live on the air with us, honey. Baby Mother of the Year, Fem Queen of the Year, Work Mother.
Hey, everybody, how are you? What
work
a game, Kelly.
Yourself. Nothing. First of all, I want to congratulate the House of Cards for definitely winning the $3,000 this weekend. I also want to congratulate the House of Revlon for coming in second place. And I also want to congratulate the House of Prodigy and the House of Escada for splitting $1,000 for third place this weekend in Chicago, honey.
Definitely,
but
congrats.
My take of the whole weekend, Rodney, I have probably have a different take when he calls in, but my take of the whole weekend, baby, the most fun I had, baby, was the girls launching the Ciroc bottles and things last night at the aftermath thing, honey. It's no shade, bitch. The awards ball, it was very hot. The performance of the contestants that was walking was very lackluster, bitch. Okay. The judges was really carrying, I feel, in my honest opinion, the judges was carrying on, honey, and was doing too much shenanigans and stuff, bitch. And that two-chop rule was just, it was just crazy for me. It was just too much for me. But overall, I would have to give the awards ball. It wasn't really much that I could really say about the awards ball. But overall, I would have to give the, out of a score of 10, I would have to give the awards ball a 5 out of a 10. Okay, baby. I just don't know. I don't know. Hold on. Let's see who this is. Wait, hold on 1 minute, Amaya. 202-450, okay. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Bishop.
What's going on, Bishop?
I just wanted to send a shout-out to you. And whenever you come to D.C., this time I am going to make you a meal out of this world, make you a dinner out of this world. So when you come to D.C., you hit my phone up, lady.
I definitely will. Okay. Hold on. That's Bishop is on hold. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Does Alexis take hormones?
I don't know. You have to call. You have to call Alexis and find out if she take hormones.
Can you call her on three way?
I cannot call her.
Don't do that, Kelly. Put her on three way because I need to know because she can be mixing coke and moans.
Can't be mixing coke and moans.
This is Shaniga, and I want to talk to Alexis.
Well, I'm gonna try to get Alexis. I'm gonna text Alexis' phone and try to get Alexis to call in Shaniga.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna place you back on hold, and when we get Alexis on the phone, we're gonna bring you back on so you can find out if Alexis take my home.
I'd like to see you.
Okay. Hold on. Jason, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God. You need to start checking your inbox, girl.
Oh, Jason, I'm not – Jason, I am still in Chicago, and and you're hitting – you didn't hit me up. You hit me up on Kelly Mizrahi. You didn't hit me up on my mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
I did hit you up on mother, Kelly Mizrahi. Hey, first of all, congratulations, Rana. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Good. Recovering from the weekend, but thank you.
You sound it, girl. She's some brass.
Jason, I don't know why we friends on Facebook, so I don't know why your message is going into my others. I don't know why.
Because that screen name and my screen name are not friends. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why it's going into my other.
Please stop trying to kill Callie. All I want to say is, Bishop, please stop trying to kill Callie.
Oh, shit. Why do you think you're trying to kill me? You say you want to cook me something to eat.
Okay. Well, you better let somebody else taste it before you do.
I'm going to fuck
you up. I can't.
You know Jason Moffitt's fears.
But Jason, stay right there with us. Don't go no place. Hold on. Michi, you're live on the air. Michi? Michi, you're live on the air. Okay. I don't know what's going on with Michi. Michi, I press one. Hold on. Let me get Rodney on the phone lines right now. Hold on. Rodney is ready to come on, honey. So, Amaya, what's the tea?
Okay, I'm going to give you my take of the weekend. Friday, if you weren't here Friday for DeMario Prodigy and Thaddeus August party, you definitely missed a treat. It definitely was fun as hell. We had a really, 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 really good night and a really good start to the weekend. The ball on Saturday could have been, for the most part, it could have been better in some ways and other things. But for the most part, I definitely think that it was good. Congratulations to my baby, Bacon, for winning Butch Queen Vogue Femme. And congratulations to my house for definitely bringing the noise to be coming in second place without any out-of-town help. I did it all with just my midwife. I definitely think that the ball was hot. I was about to die in there several times, but it was a decent ball. The aftermath was definitely
cheap. Amaya, hold on. This girl is really carrying on. Hold on one minute.
Baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How many do you want it? How many do you need it?
Rodney,
what's going on?
What's going on? Go ahead,
Rodney.
What's
the echo?
the aftermath, that's me, the aftermath was like a blah. But I definitely want to say congratulations to my daughter Kyrie for her her processing, other legend. And then definitely for Mother Toya Ebony for, taking it in stride and not taking it like most kids do and be bitter. It definitely was a good battle. And my daughter Bobby was getting ready to shake the building up, but the fight happened. And the girls, were feeling some type of way about a lot of things. So a fight happened. But it got that situation taken care of too. But the aftermath was a fool to me. But I had a really good time this weekend. So if I had to give the weekend a rating, I'll probably about 8.5. That's about it.
Rodney, your rehab, I did mine.
Of course, Chicago itself, because that's my favorite city, so that's always up to go there. And was there to support, the family, Ayana, Tone, and Tayana, my daughter. With the actual awards ball itself, I was, be truthful, I was a little disappointed. A lot of balls don't finish, but it's like a continuous process, even though you can't blame strictly the promoters for it, because the patrons definitely played a part in it. I just was disappointed that the ball didn't finish and didn't get a lot of the categories done. But congrats to the House of Khan on their first place and Revlons for their second. And
thank
Scott
you.
And Prodigy tied for third. Also, a lot of the kids, we actually drove to Chicago, which I don't do at all. But, a lot of kids wanted to go and participate and help out like that. So we drove, and, it was a lot of time, effort, and stuff like that actually wasted in doing so. And I just actually got off the highway and came, got ready for work, and it's at work at this moment. So, as you guys know, I'm very tired right now.
Yes, God. It was definitely good seeing you this weekend, though.
You as well. I had to calm you down a little bit. She was all right. I told you
I
to start dragging you myself. Every time you get out of line, I'm attack you.
I kept my cool my weekend, though, so I honestly did good waiting until the end of the weekend.
I would like to say for the aftermath, Barbie was very, very, very impressive.
Thank you. She definitely did a good job at the ball.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely did.
Yeah.
That was definitely going to be her trade.
Big shout out to the All-Americans. Definitely have to give a big shout out to the All-Americans. We were definitely in the building at the ball for the awards ball. And big shout
definitely
out to the Logic.
Definitely all dressed very well. Yeah,
Logic for his
well
double year. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Yes, the other year, my time Logic won All-American of the Year, but All-Americans were really good at the ball at the time. Really
sorry,
was.
Guys. Yeah, Logic on his of the year for All-American as well. But we definitely had a good time on the runway battling each other.
Congratulations to myself for New York City signing.
And myself, D.C. signing.
Yes, well,
and I'm your current reigning mother of the fucking year. So I definitely work for it. I definitely appreciate the city giving it to me.
Congratulations on your mother of the year.
I want to shout out Mother Michi Mizrahi for definitely the Bush Queen and Drag Face. Yeah, honey. Congratulations, mother. Honey, on your new one. So, baby, let's see
I want to say congratulations to my daughter, Angel Prodigy, for Legend of the Year. It definitely was well deserved.
Congratulations, Angel. And Marquise Prodigy for his Philly's Finest of the Year and actually Streetwear of the Year. He was a double winner.
Yes.
Yes, cool. Honey.
So what you going to say, girl? Let's start the web.
Let's get down to the matters. Okay, baby. One more shout out.
Definitely a shout out to the Espada Little Ladies for Runway.
Oh yes. They definitely
yes.
Shout out to them definitely for the runway category. They definitely did come out and do their thing for the runway category. So definitely shout outs to them. honey. Yeah. But what was I about to say, honey? We got to get down to the hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see who these callers are. 301-336, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for listening.
Okay. 323, Michi, you're live on the air.
I'll see. I'm not going to give a shout-out to all other years.
What?
What other years?
Hello. Listen, we're not going
to
bitch.
Well, Michi, you can come. We can shout out to you and shout out to our house members and things of that nature.
Okay.
And then you can come on and do the same.
Hold on.
The platform is yours.
I mean, we have to listen to that. Wait. Bullshit. My ass is the ball mistake. We is not going to sit here and recap all 39 motherfucking entities that won of the year, bitch. Congratulations.
And I thank you. You can at least say congratulations to the house of Ebony who took the most of the year. Exactly. The list would take most of your show. Exactly. The list would take most of your show. Thank you. That's all we needed to know. Thank you.
Congratulations to all 39 of those knots that won of the year.
No, you're not going to call it knots. Because evidently, guess what? Your house did not take 39 of the year. However many you want to say.
One thing.
So you're not going
to
call it not.
Hold on, Michi. No shade.
I love the house. Ebony, because you know that's my, you know, my cousin's foundation. I love it, but I love it with you and Jay Rock. So where's she at?
But no shade. Congratulations is definitely due to the bank for Father of the Year.
He's definitely
put a lot of work in.
I would definitely,
he definitely did a really amazing job this year.
I'm not going to do all of them one by one, but I definitely got to do congratulate Banks for his of the year. I definitely do got to congratulate Toya for her of the year, bitch. But all of us, bitch, you're not going to be naming them individually one by one, mistake, bitch. That's going to take up the whole fucking hour of the fucking show.
Congratulations to Cash for Pretty Boy Realness, Sexy Butch Queen, and Statement of the Year. Also, Jeezy for Schoolboy of the Year. Mark from Detroit for Rule Sneaker versus Sneaker of the Year thing. Okay, thank you. You can put me back on hold.
This is 597. This is the roll call.
We'll just come in like in break.
Do your roll call. Okay. Do your roll call to say, girl, we're going to be here all night long, honey. Well, since we talk about the Ebony's and you brought up the Ebony's, let's talk about how the Ebony's was in there, bitch, carried on like that last night.
Michi, what you get from that, Michi?
You're quiet now.
Is this thing still on?
Was that big girl that was launching those bombs like she was throwing grenades? Was she Ebony?
Yes, she's Keisha Ebony. She's different.
Was that girl that cleared the barricades and the crowd and everything when Ginger and Christina had that fight? Was she a Miz Up?
Yes, she was a Miz Up, bitch. Yes, she was.
Okay.
You don't have a problem with playing the whole crowd, baby, okay? Yeah, she's a Miz Up.
She flipped from a lady to a security guard.
The way they say that lady was launching those motherfucking bottles, mistake, bitch, they said she was like, she was throwing motherfucking grenades, mistake, bitch, okay? They said she was a big bitch. They said she was like a motherfucking Mack truck, mistake, throwing motherfucking grapes, mistake.
Well, you know, I have yet to, get an actual,
see the footage.
I won't send any of y'all.
So I want to know what happened. Did anybody get the story of what really happened?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Go ahead, Kevin.
I got bit. I'm not going to say I have a confirmed story. Only thing I know that I did speak to Father Banks after the ball, and he did say that the controversy and the drama was over. He said that he's going into cleaning up and doing things right for his house so that he wants to leave whatever happened at the ball, and he doesn't want it to carry on because he's trying to move his house in a different direction.
I don't want this politics. Mistake, because we got balls coming up. Mistake, girl, bitch, please, okay? Girl, if the girls are coming to your balls, the girls.
Oh, Miss Girl, hold on, honey. Everybody else is in the same boat when they have their ball coming up. Honey, why can't we just go ahead and let bygones be bygones?
Well, baby, let's shake the table.
The table don't shook, and as you said, the bottles are thrown, so therefore the ball is now over. Thanks. What was your favorite category, Kelly?
I want to know my favorite category of the night was the father category with the sickening shoe, Miss Day. That was for $500, but no points, Miss Day. That wasn't on the flyer, Miss Day. That made
so let's talk about the father category that didn't count for any points during the
game. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's talk about that.
Okay,
Marcus plus one. That's your cue.
I would explain it to you because nobody was sitting at the table that were calling on this phone but me. It was explained to the houses at the parents meeting that category would not count. And if your house was represented at the table, your house would have known. So since your house didn't show up, your house didn't know. So you got it.
I was going to walk that, and then I got wind. My DeMario did tell me that it does not count for the points, so I decided not to walk because I was walking to help the house as opposed to just helping myself, so I didn't walk it.
How do you explain something at a meeting when all the houses that walk balls was not at the will not be at your alliance meeting?
The only house that was not present at our alliance meeting was the house of Escada.
Oh, was the house of Escada?
But in regards to like the ballroom scene as a whole.
Hello,
Michi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You can go ahead and press mute. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
I'm here. Hi, Michi. Press mute.
Go ahead, Felicia.
Hello, everybody. I'm Felicia tonight. Tonight, I'm calling in as a person from the House of Escada, a representative from the House of Escada. You know, again, we feel some, just to correct everybody, we won four trophies at the ball, one of which was a $500 category in which it never said on the flyer, it never said anywhere on Facebook. So I guess when the girls have their secret meetings where they decide to make rules about what's going to happen, it happened. That's fine. I guess what we have a problem with is that each promoter gave us a different answer why it didn't count. One person said that we could take the $500 or the point, which we were never given the option. Two, a second promoter said it was decided at a meeting that this would be done. And the third promoter said, well, if it's not on the flyer, then I think it should be done. Now, I certainly understand that everybody got wind of it. However, every house that participated at the Midwest Awards Ball was not at the Alliance meeting because the House of Tsunami was at the ball, but I'm sure they didn't have a representative at the meeting. I'm not quite sure if the House of Lavin had someone at the meeting. Maybe
yeah,
they did.
Bianca was there at the Midwest Ball.
Okay, Bianca was at the meeting. Okay, so that's fine. However, to me, it should have been publicly known that it could have been done. Because what if a house, i.e. the House of Mugler or the House of St. Laurent, would have come to the ball, and they're not even privy of when these meetings are? I mean, for the most part, the flyer is the Bible when it comes down to categories. So it said house with the most trophies. It didn't say anything about what this don't count, that don't count, if you do this, if you do that. It didn't say any of that. Therefore, we're not psychic. If we didn't come to the meeting, I didn't know it was a requirement to win grand prize that you have to come to a meeting. It's a ball. You pay your $30. Buy your table if you want to participate.
Obviously, it wasn't a requirement if you won third place. So
no, we didn't win third place. We tied for second. They just chose not to count our fourth trophy. I mean, that's not for debate. We won four.
No, you definitely
won four.
Won
we left with four trophies.
You definitely won third place. I will give you that because I have the second place trophy in the $2,000.
Right, y'all won a trophy and y'all won the money, but we left with four trophies.
Leave it whatever you feel. We're second place. You're third place. And so you definitely...
Amaya, I don't have a problem with it. The Cons or the Revlons or the Prodigies or anything like that. Honestly, my problem is how the promoters treated this situation. You know, if this is just an unfortunate event...
Even if it was an unfortunate event, nobody wants to come to a ball and you bring your members, for, especially for us in those type of numbers in which we historically don't do or typically don't do, and then we're told, oh, well, we got your money, the ball is over. That's like a slap in the face.
Oh,
I'm
wait,
like,
wait,
now
wait.
That's my problem.
Hello? Am I
yeah.
on, Macy?
You're here.
Macy, am I on?
Hi, how are you?
I have the legendary Tyana on the line.
No, I don't need no introduction, baby. Mark, are you finished drinking? Because you've been singing
I'm
the
not
same
drinking, girl.
Song.
I haven't had anything to drink
been,
all weekend.
Wait, Marcus, you've been singing the same damn song, and you're the only
hey,
one.
Hey, Tyana,
no,
I should have.
No,
right, we're the only
Marcus,
one because you,
wait,
y'all
wait.
Sat there and y'all
no,
tried
no
to
way,
play us.
No
Tyana, this could have been
no
over
way.
If y'all would have just
shut
apologized.
The fuck up.
If it was a random situation, y'all could have apologized. That, oh, well, the ball is over. We got the money. Y'all, we gave out the money. We
Marcus,
have our money now.
Marcus,
that was uncalled for.
Marcus, that was never said, so don't say that. Don't lie.
Tyana.
Cause you know how
no, no, no. I never
you
said it was
it.
You, but it was you. It
no,
was
you
that said
y'all.
It, but I never said it was you.
You said y'all, so don't stop saying y'all.
Y'all? Okay,
stop
well,
saying,
I'm from the South. Y'all would just be one person,
saying,
too. But yes, you did
saying,
say it.
Stop saying any promoter said anything to you about anything, because I didn't know anything
they
about
did.
About the day did, but you said all three, so stop fucking lying on me.
I spoke to each three of y'all separately. The
you
only person that never gave me
this.
A real response was Ayana.
You spoke with me today about it, and I
spoke to you yesterday about it as well. I spoke to Todd about it yesterday also.
Marcus, it said that you're the only one. You.
Well, we're
the
only
one.
We're only one complaining because we're the only one that is at law.
Well,
if it was somebody else, they'd be
leader,
complaining too.
When your house, Marcus, when your house leader was downstairs when the cons got their money, why didn't he say anything?
We don't have a problem with the cons. We don't have a problem with the cons not being disqualified.
Yes,
y'all made that decision.
Yes.
That's not our grief.
No,
we don't have a complaint about that.
Okay.
When Neiman Marcus stood next to me and he congratulated me for my second place, why didn't he have? We all had time to address the three promoters that was
the issue.
In front of us as they were counting money.
Hold on.
And Marcus,
so y'all saying because he didn't. Go ahead. Hold on. Y'all saying because honestly, we were told that this was on the flyer. We went back and did research and saw it wasn't on the flyer. Because again, I hate to say this and not to throw nobody under the bus, the paper flyer was different than the event flyer versus the comments. So we went back and wanted to double check, cross our eyes. We wanted to check everything. But it was brought up as soon as the category happened.
That was a sad thing that the
Tyana, I can Facebook you the event page. I can screenshot the event page. Father is listed on the category sheet. It's not on the paper flyer.
Amaya just clearly told you that she was there in the meeting when that sad bet was made, right,
but
Amaya?
But Tyana,
yeah.
How can something
yeah.
be decided at a meeting about your ball?
Okay,
that's
well,
not how
that,
things
that,
go.
That,
you should have made an announcement about it. I would have no argument about that. But you cannot sit here
Marcus,
and tell
no
me
one,
you a category
well,
called for all red, and then you decide to
me.
Change it to green, but you're going to get to the ball and chop
world.
All my people in red?
Ballroom world, if you guys have a problem about it,
we had a problem with it, and it was addressed,
no,
but y'all paid it.
It's not no we, it's you, Marcus. So ball.
It's not me.
World.
Hold on, Tyana, it's not me. This has very little to do with the
ball
money.
World.
It's more has to do with the respect factor. You have yet to even apologize. It was very much kiss my ass. It is what it is. No, that's what it was, Tyana. This situation could have been resolved. Tyana, this situation could have been resolved if you'd have said, you know what? I understand. Y'all didn't come to the
Marcus,
meeting. However, this is what we decided. You know, it's an unfortunate situation,
however,
and we chalk it up. You gave me, you was like, well, bitch, fuck it. Kiss my ass. Like, that's why
Marcus,
I came
Marcus,
off.
Marcus, when did I even give you that impression? Because yesterday,
yesterday, when I brought it up to Tom, when I brought it up at the state, when I brought it up before y'all brought us the $500, I brought it up because I saw the sticker didn't go up there, and I was like, well, what's the problem? But again,
Marcus,
Tyana, out of respect for you, because remember, 2 years ago,
Marcus,
you accused me of exciting a riot at your ball, so I tried to just calmly speak to y'all on the side, and we figure it out. But again, it came, whether you missed
Marcus,
it or not,
okay,
it came off.
No, what you're trying to say is, We didn't want to. I heard you were going around saying, oh, they didn't want to give away the money. The money was fine.
No, and you didn't hear me say that because I don't know. Y'all gave away $6,000. Why would I go around and say that? That had nothing to do with it. What I feel is.
Months before the ball. So
Ayana,
no
I never questioned whether anybody, whether what y'all wanted to give away. Because
you're really,
Ayana, why is it every time, because we're friends, I'm supposed to look past this situation? No, Tayana, this is business. My house came to play. We won. It is what it is. Would you have done it to any other house?
We're on this national show with everybody, right?
Tayana, because I called you on the phone. I called all of y'all. Y'all didn't return our calls. Y'all could have handled this situation differently. I didn't even want to come on no radio. I didn't want to do this.
Marcus, what are you doing, bitch? Because you ain't doing shit to me.
Well, I didn't want to do this, come on the radio.
Marcus, this is the thing. Again, Bob.
Why? Because you already have our money, so you don't care.
If you have a problem with it, well, actually, Marcus, your money was given out. I don't have shit, bitch.
Right, the money was given out. And then for whoever to call Amaya and say, well, I don't want the Revlon. The Revlons don't owe us nothing. We didn't come to no Revlon ball. We came to y'all ball.
We didn't
address no Revlon. We addressed y'all. It's y'all ball.
Let me speak for myself. The message that was
received. Wait, before you speak, Amaya. First of all, stop saying we address you. Bitch, you're the only one that said anything.
No, that's a lie. Neiman Marcus and I were on the phone with Carl last night. So you don't know. Don't speak on what you don't know. No, you don't know. You weren't there. You weren't answering your phone. Don't speak on things you don't know.
Amaya, you are my witness. You were standing right there. Was there anything brought up about the money or the category situation?
No.
Thank you.
Not one time.
Thank you. When James checked certain people downstairs, it was over with. Did nobody
check? Yeah, so that makes it right.
Neiman Marcus was standing next to me, talking to me, and congratulating me for the second place win. That's the only thing Neiman Marcus
said. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Because that's what we're graceful, and that's what we're supposed to do. But again, so y'all basically saying if there was an error, if y'all would have miscounted, my question was, y'all wouldn't resolve the situation? If there was a miscount, let's say there was an error, because no shade, it wasn't like y'all were very diligent in things. Amari was keeping a tab, and Ayana was putting the stickers on the point thing. If you clearly see it, this is only our point. So when she announced who won, clearly we knew the cons won. We clearly knew that the Revlons had four. The debate is, do the Escadas have three or four? We kept, even when they announced it and said we had three, at halftime, whenever she did that,
Marcus,
we did come to her and say, well, hold on, what's the situation?
Marcus, what are you saying is shit? You know what I'm saying? You're the only one out of every ball game.
It doesn't matter if I'm the only one. We're talking about $1,500 right now, so we have the right to ask whether it was right. If it's one person, if it's half a person, I have the right. My house paid $30 per person and paid for two tables to come to a ball. And you know, Tayana, what happened was I made a personal sacrifice to help my house propel to come support your event. They could have easily come to my ball where it wouldn't have been no situation. We came to support the Midwest Awards Ball and support y'all. So at the end of the day, we feel slapped in the face. We're not saying Tayana, an apology could have gone a long way, sincere one. No, girl, not after you tell me it's my fault and tell me we didn't come to no meeting. That's what you did. Instead of saying thank you for coming to the ball, well, y'all didn't come to no meeting, and that's why y'all ain't know. I didn't know you had to do that.
If that's what you want, Marcus, I apologize on the behalf of me, Tone, and Ayana, okay?
Girl, I said a sincere one. But, Tayana, I love you. You're still my sister. We'll chalk it up.
You're always gonna be my brother, but I'm just saying. But bitch, you got a problem.
Right. This has nothing to do with personal. This is the ball. It was what it was. We felt some type of way. We still feel some type of way. It's being swept under the rug. That's not gonna change our relationship. It is what it is. However,
I do feel
some type of way. It is what it is.
Well, fuck the way you feel. Next call.
Right. I'll remember that next time. It's easy to say that when you have all the money in your pocket now. Just make sure, just remember that next year.
Marcus, 1 second.
Hold on.
I want to say this to Tatiana. This is very important.
Hello.
Go here, sis.
347. 347. Yeah.
Okay,
next.
Okay, Tatiana. I got a call from Banks, and I'm here. I'm going to say on the radio show that it would be very clear. The House of Revlon has no problem with anything that went on with the House of Ebony. We definitely will be in St. Louis to support the Dynasty. I'm definitely coming to pick up you guys as House with the Most Points coin, and I definitely will be in full stride.
I know that's
not the Maya. So definitely, I don't want anybody to think that we have a problem. We had a successful weekend. I did this. I did my house by myself.
Nobody
else
has ever
heard of
Maya.
It's just my
Mark.
That's it.
Tiana, I'm the only person that got a problem. Girl, you must be blind.
Yeah.
You must have not seen Facebook.
Well,
we are not going to sweep everything under the rug.
Marcus,
the girl have a problem. You just didn't read.
That's your thing. They'll tell you. They won't tell me.
Oh, no, they told you, girl. They told you. Look on Facebook. They told you.
Well, I'm not a
They're being nice. They're being nice tonight. And see, I'm not on the show. So, again, they're being nice.
You
but yes,
the
ma'am.
Show.
No. I came on the show to address the situation. I don't have an opinion on the ball. At that point, I don't care about that. I'm here as a representative for a scholar tonight. My house feels some type of way.
What do you think the ball was? What did you give it? What did you rate it?
You might want to start with everybody else. Can y'all give y'all real answers?
I heard Kelly's. I heard Amaya's. I heard Rodney's.
I didn't hear it. What did they say?
Kelly's was a 5.
I just want to hear what's going on.
I said it was a 5. I said it was a 5 because it was extremely hot. They did 1 half and 5 categories in the half, and didn't get to the rest of the ball, and then plus we had those bottles of wine on the table that we had no wine opener for, so the girls had to take them back to the hotel and open it with their teeth.
They usually do it anyways at the bar, but I don't know why it wasn't no openers on the table. I apologize about that, Kelly. But then Amaya,
I'm here.
Okay,
I gave it an 8.5. I gave the whole weekend. I had an enjoyable weekend. I can definitely not say I had any problems with anything that happened this weekend. I had a nice time.
Thank you, Amaya. Rodney?
I gave it a 6. Because I didn't have anything to drink. It's not my own fault, but I still judge it off of that. I couldn't get the bottle open. I mean, so I didn't feel like walking around looking for the corkscrew to get this, to open the liquor so I could have something to drink. The setup reminded me of the lab. The bar actually reminded me of the lab, the setup. It was kind of hot in there, and I didn't, but everything else was okay. Of course, I was mad that they didn't get through more categories, so that's always the point. And quick question for you, daughter. With knowing that the time was going ahead, an hour and all the stuff like that, what time was the bar originally slated to start?
And, and that's the thing, too. And I'm glad Marcus is on the phone because he was there at the venue with us. We never even thought about the time even going up ahead. We never even thought about that. We didn't think that at all, right, Marcus? Because I'm pretty sure you would have brought that up.
I guess to be fair, when it came down to it, I believe that the police just were being fierce this particular time. I will say, although I'm not using her right now, Ayana did everything, and Tone did everything in their power to work with the police to resolve the issue. They just kept nagging them, asking for permits, what about this, what about that. And I do, from just looking from the outside looking in, I felt like the security had something to do with it. So, it's unfortunate, but I will say they did everything in their power to handle the situation. Now, my score, sister, my score is about a 6. And it's mainly because of the late start. I'm not even taking anything off from the money situation. I'm going to take a point off for the late start. I'm going to take a point off to me, the tables. I thought the tables were okay, I think, for a $200 awards ball. Y'all have done more than that. I'll say that. y'all have kind of wowed the tables before, so I expected a little more. But, you know, they were actually pretty decent for normal people. I expect a little more from you, Tayana, and Ayana. You, Tonin, and Ayana. I took a point off for the Heat, and I'm going to take 2 points off. I guess I'll just take 1 point off. For the last time y'all did the $5,000, it was a lot more structured and organized. There were a lot more rules that were printed. This time it seemed a little more disorganized, and it wasn't as much structure. That's why I give it a 6.
Hold on, I have another caller. 224209. You're live on the air. 224209. You're live on the air. Okay.
Okay, Kelly, I got something. Dora, did you see the post? Did you see the post made by Kenny Elon earlier today?
No.
He made a post about the inductees into the Hall of Fame and the house into the Hall of Fame. He thought it was, you know, a mess, that you guys didn't consult or follow up with the representatives that are already in the Hall of Fame. He said that it was disrespectful that you guys did it. And, you know, it was very a lengthy post. So what is your take on that?
I'm going to it now.
Hold on.
But,
Tayana.
Okay.
Tayana.
Uh-huh.
Tayana was, let me be clear, Rodney, real quick. You know Tayana's a promoter. Once again, Tayana was at the meeting because she wasn't feeling well. Tayana, on behalf of Tayana, Tayana didn't agree with some of the things that happened either. As the Midwest community, as the boss, as the parents of the community, we voted on the Hall of Fame, and Tayana voted no on a few things that came up. But as a unit, as a whole in the Midwest, we voted on the Hall of Fame, and that's how the Hall of Fame was inducted.
Thank you. Because, you know, the first thing that I said, Maya, is that, you know, well, they went ahead and did it themselves, you know, so I'm glad that somebody else is here to vouch for it.
No, every vote for every Hall of Fame was a unanimous vote, besides one, and that was a no from Tayana, which was, I mean, there was neither here nor there, but the house, all the houses had said yes to everything that went on.
They always make it up their own rules over there.
Let's be clear. Barbo and every region makes their rules up everywhere. Let's stop being cheap.
Girl, I don't give a fuck
either, girl. Like, let's be for real. Girls make a big
That must everywhere. Be my brother, Alexis.
Yes, Marcello.
Girl,
hi.
Please, girl. Like, girl, I've been with no...
Girl,
no,
listen. Sir, take your face
no
out
comment.
And watch before you address me, okay? Thank you.
I'm gonna take care of the girl. No motherfucking time. Poor bitch ain't got no motherfucking sock in the hole in the bed.
Oh wait, hold on. Alexis on the Somebody wants to talk to you. Paula, you live on the air?
Alexis. I'm not shot ready for you.
Hey.
And I got you a laser appointment.
Because
I'm going to need you to stop covering up your crunch with that.
What you say, sweetie?
The girls think you have aftershave under your makeup. And we're going to get you to laser, sister.
But if you mean to tell me when I got up at 5:45 to shave this morning, I didn't get on aftershave, though?
My mistake, girl. And they said you had hair in between your titties, girl. And I need to know what is going on like that.
Damn.
That's all. I just want to let you know I had a hormone shot ready and a laser appointment for you.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for your concern.
You're welcome.
All right.
Alexis, bitch, I know you ain't walking around with no damn hair on your chest.
Girl, tell you, have you ever known me to even fucking grow hair like that?
Yes, girl, don't say.
Listen, you grow more hair than me.
No shade, yeah. But bitch, you walking around with hair on your chest and shaving cream under your neck.
Girl, that's what, under my makeup, girl, and I don't even wear that every day.
Anyway. Wow.
Well, baby. So did Marcus baby. Give you satisfaction, or he still mad? Did Felicia
no.
give her apology? Did you apologize?
I apologize to Felicia.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Felicia always forgets the last laugh.
Oh. That sounds like a threat.
No, it's not a threat.
That's a promise.
No, it's not a promise. I get the last laugh.
Marcus. Marcus. I just want to let you know this, sister. You know, I don't give a fuck about no threat. Because the things you can do, I can do it too.
Okay. Diana,
so
this
gonna,
has nothing.
And
the
way and the way she was waving that Glock 9 last night to that motherfucker.
Right. In fact, Tayana, you're actually banned from balls for a year for having a gun.
I'm going to be there.
At function. You're banned for a year.
Marcy, you was waving a gun at the function?
Yes, bitch.
Okay.
That bitch pulled out.
She gave her seven reasons.
She's
about to give him seven reasons.
Alexis, that bitch pulled that motherfucking Glock 9 out of her pocketbook like Madea, bitch, and gave the ring. Get the fuck out of here now.
Girl, I was keying so hard when I said that bitch
was
last night. I was keying so hard. Ooh, I was keying so hard with that gun. Marcy, what was you going through? You was mad because you had fucked up your ball the night before.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's just that it's fucked up that we can't even have a good venue now in Chicago. That was the last best place right there, you guys. That was the last best place.
Who was fighting? Where did this all come from?
The Chanel's and the Revlon's and all the.
Amaya, you want to touch on that?
My house didn't have nothing to do with nothing. This whole weekend.
Her house and them had nothing to do with nothing. All motherfucking weekend, this thing, until everybody was outside this thing, and that bitch started throwing tables and yelling, bitch, like a barracuda. Y'all see? Amaya was because only the five people that was left in the venue seen her carry on.
Why would you carry on like that, Amaya?
Because my child, because I was looking for my house money.
Hold on.
You were trying to get the coin. That's $1,000.
Hold on. 832-623, you're live on the air.
Yes, I was just calling to let you know, Kelly, you know, happy Women's History Month. Amaya, happy Women's History Month. Marcus, happy Women's History Month. And I'm going to bed because my phone is dying.
J-Rock. Hey,
yes.
J-Rock.
Hey.
I'll respond to not.
You said you don't respond to knives. Oh,
don't do that.
Hey, J-Rock, what's going on?
Let J-Rock and Peachy get their license. They house 139 of the year. So let them get their license.
And she ain't win one of them.
I wasn't gonna say that, you know, but since Kelly said
Kelly, she didn't win one.
I don't have to win one. Did she say I won one? She said the house won one. So
yeah,
it really doesn't
amazing.
Matter. She's just giving
it
kudos to those that did. You know, I didn't win shit.
You know,
right.
J-Rock,
All I won, you know, the only thing I won.
Our house,
you know,
did our thing.
You know,
Mark,
the only thing.
Shit, and everybody ain't reaching the level.
The only thing that I've ever won is on the 1st and the 15th, I'm going to get paid regardless, so it does not matter.
And you shouldn't brag about that. That's a part of normal life. That's nothing
okay,
to brag about.
Okay, that's exactly
I hate when girls say they brag about getting approved for an apartment or getting their groceries
okay,
that month.
Well,
that's
well,
how life's
well,
supposed
what,
to be.
Well, guess what,
there's
then.
Nothing
let's
to brag about.
Okay, let's brag about this then. Let's brag about this then. I can say that my teeth are straight. How about that?
Your teeth are straight, and you might have lights, but guess what?
I can say if I stand next to you, I can say if I stand next to you on a runway and we had to go for face over face, bitch, I would fit you any day.
I doubt it, J-Rock. In Texas, maybe, you might get...
Look in the mirror.
No, J-Rock. You're selling yourself a dream, darling.
See, the thing about it is, I'm not selling myself a dream. That's reality. Have you looked at your smile?
Or have you looked at yourself?
I look at myself every day. Everybody looks at me. And you have looked at me, too, and you know.
Oh, no, J-Rock, not like that. Let me be clear. I've never looked at you like that.
No, not like that. Look at me and know that you see it. You see it, and you know.
I see what?
You see it. You see what you cannot be.
I love that,
confidence.
That's very the Lord in you.
It don't even have to be confidence. That's just a fact. I'm not seeing a person saying things that's untrue. I'm telling you the fact. My teeth are straight. My breath smells fresh. You never caught me on a bad day, even on my worst day. So don't ever try to come for me, Miss Piranha Mouth, Ganja Mouth, motherfucking Trap Mouth, bitch. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I was just kidding with you and all this kind of stuff. But bitch, you gonna try to come for me on my time? You can never come for me on my time.
Are you serious? He's not gonna.
You gave me my chance before, bitch. And don't tell me it was out of mercy. Let's have a ball and say who gonna get through before Marcus and J Rock when it comes down to good smelling breath and straight teeth and see who wins. Grand prize. And I don't even need my house name behind me with that one.
Oh.
And I thank you. So like I said, happy Women's History Month, Marcus.
Marcus Core Drive.
Of course his car dropped because his breath was so fucking funky through his motherfucking fucked up the goddamn phone. That's what the fuck happened. Goddamn dragon breath ass. I'm gone. My call is over with. And you can call me on Trash Talk Tuesday because your mouth is full of garbage. Because that's what it smells like. Good night, y'all.
How do you know that man breath stinks?
What you said is that breath smell like don't you know?
Oh,
you remember that, Tayana?
J-Rock
hung up the phone, honey.
J-Rock hung up. Hold on. 860-268, you're live on the air. 860-268, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Right here. You're gone, honey. I don't know what's going on, honey.
I do want to say thanks to all those people that traveled a long way for the ball, and I do apologize for the early setting of the ball. It's something that that we couldn't control at all. We shut down the bar even to continue to have the ball, but as it was explained to us that some people was still calling the police, but. Okay, there's nothing we can do. We just got to do better next year.
You know what, sister?
Huh? What was that, Alexis?
She said she need a burger.
Oh.
What? Honey. Well, I'm in Chicago. I'm still in Chicago.
So what do you want to do tonight? The pub.
I'm going to the pub.
She's performing.
Who? I don't know, bitch. I don't do drag shows.
Oh, you don't?
No, mistake. I leave that up to you, bitch. Girl, stop trying me, okay? Bitch, I'm going out to the hug.
Honey.
Yes, Marcus, you back on the air, Marcus. J-Rock read you so nasty, Miss A.
Oh, that's fine.
I've been
read by better.
She read you nasty, Miss A, girl. And then she hung up the phone and say she ain't the you. If you want to talk to her, call in tomorrow to Trash Talk Tuesday because your mouth smells like trash.
Never would I ever, I would never lower my standard enough to come on a show like that, bitch. I must know who the fuck you are to be able to discuss anything with you. So tell her I'll see her in Texas for the function.
So that means you know exactly who she is. Great. Now, mind you.
Oh, who was it? Oh, I thought somebody else said it. Who was it?
That was J-Rock.
Ooh. That was Kelly.
Oh, you said J-Rock.
Saying all that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
It was who?
Michi.
Hold on. Who was it?
Michi.
J-Rock.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I just come to Texas. Just don't say. Oh, nah. Tell her next time, make sure she had a girl's coins, too. She can't cancel the ball this time. So y'all finished recapping the ball?
Y'all girls and y'all 50 miles.
Well, I will say the trophies were very nice. The trophies were very nice.
Thank you very much.
The ball was set up right. They had a lot of liquor.
I heard they had a good show contract.
I just want to thank Tayana and Tone for definitely showing me a good time when I come to Chicago. This thing, you know, I only come to Chicago to support Tone and Tayana.
Can y'all please confirm that check on pick her up so she don't continue with this phony BS during the rest of the show? Who's picking her up? Send her Uber, please. Somebody send her a confirmation.
Out of the little situations, I think the ball really was nice. Like, I think that people had a problem with the first set of judges, and I guess I had a problem with the second set of judges. I think it all depends on where it was won that night. It's a lot of tension, and I'm going to say this again, there's a lot of tension amongst houses. I think, like, maybe something should be done for fun because everybody was being strategic. I mean, no shame. Some people got some trophies they shouldn't have gotten because of strategy.
Marcus, hold on. Because, you know, I want to start my shit, Miss A, you know, because I'm a shit star.
Well, Erica Kane, if we're being nice, call in, darling.
Hold on, I want to start my shit, because I always start my shit, Miss A, girl. You know, and I listen to things that go around, Miss A, girl. Sister Tayana, are you there?
I'm here, girl.
Yes,
and
well,
she shouldn't be the only one on the line. She shouldn't have to defend by
here
herself.
Here we go, here we go.
The
Margaret, is that what you do?
Said,
is that what you do for your function when you have it with other people? You're the only one that...
Right,
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if they want to come on.
Do you,
but, you know,
do
if she's the only one to
come
stand
on,
up, she's the only one to stand
hello,
up.
Hello, Kelly, trying to talk. She's trying to scream, but y'all can't hear her.
I guess I gotta stop muting y'all because everybody's just talking over me like I'm some type of brick, Miss That Girl. Like, you know.
Your voice is low.
Yeah, break the ground. Do break the
ground. Kelly. Your voice must be breaking because you're sounding real cut and low. Get back to your normal voice and we can hear you.
I'm in a whole new place in my life, Miss Thing. So you, I don't want to be yelling and carrying on. But I want to talk about.
I
want to talk to my sister Tayana about the girls stealing the money from the bar.
I'm a nosy
bitch, Miss Thing. So you know, y'all was downstairs waiting to get the girls. Y'all was downstairs counting the change, Miss Thing. And the girls was upstairs. I'm not gonna mention no names, Miss Thing. And the girls was like, Miss Thing that y'all was having the ball with. I'm not gonna mention her name, Miss Thing. You know, she don't speak to me from the last time I mentioned her name. I ain't gonna mention her name, but y'all know who. They said her family was robbing the bar.
Well, you already said Tone and Tayana. That only leaves Ayana.
Oh, well, that's what, you know, the
the people that were waiting around.
Alexis Snow, you do not know.
They say the girls that were waiting around to get paid,
go ahead.
They said that her family was robbing the bar. They said the girls wasn't really using the drink tickets. They said the girls was just taking the money and putting it in the tip jar, Miss Thang.
Well, I don't know anything about that. What I do know is somebody with wallet supposed to came a missing with $4,000 in it. But
yes, whoever stole Day-Day, legendary father Day-Day Khan's wallet with the money in it, y'all are fierce.
Marcus, you know exactly who did it, so why don't you say it?
Ooh. I don't know exactly who did it. What happened was, he pulled his wallet out. He gave me what he gave me. He put his wallet, he did whatever to his wallet. I walked away. 2 hours later, he came back to me and said, you know, I laid my wallet down on that table and walked away and came back, and the money was gone, but the wallet was there. I said, so he went and confronted the young lady, and she said she didn't see no money in it. That's all she said. That's all I know. And I don't know, I don't know the girl's name, so.
There was a lot of thieving going on in Chicago this week, but I see Malcolm say somebody stole his phone.
Wow.
And cell phone came up missing, too.
I ain't gonna mention nobody's name when it comes to that, Miss Thang. But, bitch, girl, I want to give a big shout-out to my girlfriend if she listening on the show, Miss Thang, or if anybody knows who I'm talking about, Miss Thang. I want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Miss Thang. Baby, she racked up on 23 iPhones this motherfucking weekend from girls, bitch. I want to make a big shout-out to her, Miss Thang. Baby, she got all the girls on the iPhone 5S, Miss Thang.
Yes, she did.
This weekend. And
so
big shout out to my butch queen girlfriend, Miss Thang. And she unlocked all of them, Miss Thang, and they already all
guess
know,
what?
Miss Thang. So
guess
all
guess what?
Girls,
I'm talking on one right now.
Whoever got a gold iPhone stolen from them this weekend, Amaya Mother Revlon has that phone.
Yeah, come knock on. Come be high.
Please
come be high.
Hold on. Is that the girl that was on Facebook talking about she was selling iPhones?
No, he sold them all
this whole night. But she gave Amaya one, Miss Thang, so I think she sold the other 22, Miss Thang, but she was getting the girls down, Miss Thang. She was walking up to the girls, bumping into them, Miss Thang, girl, and clipping them for their phones,
so
Miss Thang.
Y'all are so fierce. Y'all are so fierce. Y'all is not right. I keep telling y'all that.
Hold on, y'all. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I just want to see that Or Chanel, the icon, has been in jail for how long? He has not made a phone call to the show. Can we please deem Kelly Legend an icon, honey? Because she's been making calls from jail for days, darling.
Mister, girl, I've been out of jail, honey. I turned myself in on Tuesday, Mistake. I trash talk Tuesday from jail. I went in front of the judge at 3:15 last week Wednesday, honey, and by 3:30 I was out on my way to Checkers and on my way home to go pick up my truck.
All right. Now who stole the phone? Is we talking about the girl in the picture?
Baby, I don't know what girl in the picture, bitch. Who's the girl in the picture? Okay, baby. So what's up now, baby? So you know, baby, I'm not RR. You don't put me in the class with RR, baby, honey. When it's a will be, it's a way, just say, okay?
All right.
So now, yeah, so okay, I'm out, honey. I went in front of the judge, baby. She went over my 36-page rap sheet. She gave the very RR, baby. My brother Caesar was sitting in the courtroom. I walked out. I went to Checkers. I went to Jack House to get my truck, and I went home and I took me a shower. What else you want to know?
That's what an icon do, honey.
Okay, I stayed home all weekend. I got up on Saturday, honey, and I flew to Chicago, and I'm in Chicago now, honey, and I'm here in Chicago chilling, and I'm leaving from Chicago to go to Vegas, and then from Vegas back to New York. What's tea?
Well, I need to know the bitch with the phone, because I need a new iPhone. Mine cracked.
Oh, well, I can't tell y'all the bitch that stole the phone, Miss Day, because if I tell y'all, Miss Day, then half of the ball gonna be her, Miss Day, girl. Honey. But only thing I want to tell y'all, only thing I'm going to tell y'all is Mistake. I don't know. I think they had like 20 categories at the board. Mistake. She won one of the categories. She won one of the categories. She got the girls to say, and she won one of the categories. That's the only thing I'm gonna tell y'all.
But hold on, wait. I got a question. What house did she twist in?
I'm not telling you what house she in. I ain't saying she was a twister. I ain't telling you what house she in. But she definitely did win one of the categories. One of the 20 categories.
Alright, put me back on mute because the cons are fierce, honey.
I didn't say she was a con. Okay, hold on. Bishop, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all? What's going on, Marcus?
Kelly, can you refer to my contract? When I renew my contract this season, girl, I specifically said I'm only talking to people that I'm with that I know.
Anyway, it wasn't even about you. Anyway, Kelly, tell J-Rock that all this happy Women's Month Day, my dick. Nigga, you just trying to get Femme Queen pussy points so whenever they come to your town, your butt going to be wide open for their ass. Stop playing.
I'm sorry, Bishop. I didn't know that was you. I didn't recognize the voice at first.
And you shouldn't have. Anyway.
So Bishop. Bishop.
Hold on, keep it cute.
I'm here.
So Bishop.
Yeah, I'm here.
This Rodney. He also reached Marcus Happy Women's Day. So do you just consider Marcus a Femme Queen now?
Marcus is just a spectator, just like me, but a spectator that's going over the limit.
No, G-Rock.
He's going over the limit.
He was Kelly, Marcus, Amaya, or Happy Women's Month, or whatever. And you said he just did it to get the Femme Queens, to get in their pants or whatever like that. So are you considering Marcus a Femme Queen, or are you just going to listen to the whole story? Which one?
I'm considering Marcus right now in my book. And it's no shade. I love you, but you are not. And the thing is, ever since your ball in North Carolina, homie, you've been being bold as a motherfucker to every motherfucking body, dude. Calm that shit down. You just don't what? Stop
that shit, man.
I don't want to hear that, man.
I don't care.
You don't know me. You said you don't care.
Did you
snap your fingers when you said you didn't care?
I need
you to put your hands in your pocket. You hear me? Because, honestly, I don't care what you're saying right now. You need to listen to motherfuckers
that's really trying to tell you this shit.
Listen, man. You're not going to, I'm not the Phil Queen or whoever you was talking to on the phone. When you were talking to him a couple of minutes ago, I'm not down. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a spectator just like you, Ever since you done had North Carolina ball, homie, you've been on the warpath talking shit about everybody. Nigga, if you gonna talk shit about
nobody,
you already knew you was gonna talk shit about everybody.
Listen, man.
This is what I'm saying, man. Take heed, nigga. You had a successful ball. Nigga, don't let your head bump into your ego. You hear me?
Bishop, I'm going to tell you this. The ballroom scene likes the nasty, jaded Marcus that says what he has to say. When you sit here, I promise you, because let me give you the tea. If I would have came in this room in that ball on Saturday and be like, you motherfuckers, don't give my motherfucking house their motherfucking money and start throwing tables and chairs, stuff probably would have been different. We try not to do things that way. We try to handle it a diplomatic way, and what I was told was, well, we apologize,
They didn't apologize. They didn't say what they apologized for, but they apologized, and we moved on. And we're just paying it like the nice people we are. So
okay.
It is what it is, and I really appreciate that.
I'm gonna tell you this. I like the unapologetic Marcus promoted a nice ball in his own city. I didn't like what I heard last week. Am I going in the last week? Am I going
to
go do that?
So you can
but
go into
you,
it.
You're following the footsteps of last week. And I'm going to tell you right now, man.
I don't go by what nobody just said.
Okay, listen. This is what I'm saying.
Hey, nobody ain't
told
me no receipts. You
didn't
watch it. You didn't hear this from CNN News.
Man.
You heard it from
there. Put it down a notch, man. Put your hands in your pocket and just be quiet from time to time, man. Everything
is
cool.
A ball recap day, child. Can we talk about the ball?
Hello, hello, Bishop. You're not gonna get the.
I'm here.
Kelly, your phone is breaking up.
Oh wait, hold on. You're not going to get that Marcus back until about August or September, right before he get ready to have his ball. He's gonna read the fuck out of y'all. He's gonna say what the fuck is on his mind. Okay.
That's
what's
always,
up. Hold on. That's what's up, Kelly. That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. That's what's up, Kelly. I don't have no problem with him saying what he says. But the thing is. He just got over doing a nice ass ball from what I've heard. He got over doing a nice ass ball, and listening to him through the past week, he has really been smelling himself.
Bishop, first of all, let me say this: Marcus has always been the same person. Any promoter that's having a function will censor their self. Once this function is over, it's all gloves off. I mean, it's no shade.
So you guys rather continue to read people after you have a good ass function.
He's always been the same person.
Y'all have to realize Bishop don't know me. He only know me from the show. Y'all gotta realize. Y'all gotta learn how to separate the two.
Bishop, that's everybody. Bishop, that's everybody. Anybody that's having a ball, Bishop, is motherfucker is gonna play that PR role. They're not gonna say exactly what they feel or what's on their mind. Because they want people to come to their ball. Everybody does that. Houses does that. Individuals does that. That's the way of the game.
That's what's up. Hold on, Bishop. I got to pick you back on hold,
Bishop, because I got three more callers. Hold on, okay? Hold on. The next caller is 301-366. You're live on the air. 301-366,
you're
live on the air, yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Marcus.
Yes?
Who did you insinuate when you say they busted me and said you won't give me my house, their money? Is you talking about me?
What you say?
Hold on, let me finish. When you made the statement a minute ago, you was like, someone bust up and said, what I said, James.
I remember now. I said we try to handle things the nice way.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, let me say something. Let me just say this before I hang the phone up. Like I said in the room with Tayana, Ayana, and Tone, and I said it in front of DeMarco, I said it in front of Nina, and if you were afraid, I said it to you. My house did not start anything. They didn't start anything.
James, we're not even talking about that.
No, but you made the statement. I've been listening ever since.
That wasn't what the statement was about. Did you listen to the call? This boy came on the radio and said, Marcus, you've been smelling yourself. You've been real nasty and mean. And I said, well, sometimes being nice doesn't turn anything good. Example, my house feels like we have 4 points. Have I come in there and flipped tables over and been upset, because I don't know what happened down there. I wasn't down there. I was given a hypothetical situation. What I said was, had I went down there and flipped tables, we probably would have been heard a little better than this fake apology that I just got on the radio today. That's what I said.
Nobody mentioned anything
that went down there, because I don't know what happened down there. When y'all walked out, everybody was smiling and happy.
Okay,
let
fine.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear. You, that bitch is going to throw tables, chairs, ladders. Bitch is going to bought the bitch's grandmother from the grave. I was walking up out of there with $2,000, and that's what the fuck I knew. I don't give a fuck what bitch house felt like nothing. I don't care what bitch did anything. We agreed upon.
But that's
something.
Not Amaya. I said
there,
to you, and I told James today, I don't have a problem with y'all with them doing what
let
they
me tell
did.
You like this, Mark.
At this point,
hold on,
I would equate this to, and it's no shade, nobody in their right mind can sit here and say we didn't win for a trophy. Now, if they want to justify that they didn't count something for whatever reason, that's fine. That's their choice. It was my choice not to finish to give the $1,500 away at the DR ball. That's their right as the promoter. They did what they wanted to do based on how they made their decision. I have to respect that. And so y'all won. I don't have a problem with y'all. We don't have no problem with what they did. And if it was at the end of the day and it was me, I'd want my money too if the shit twos were reversed. I'm asking y'all to see it from our point of view. If the shoes were turned, would you have been arguing the same thing if you knew the same exact stuff that we knew? Everybody's going to look at it. Everybody wants to be in the winning situation, of course. Nobody's going to say, oh, I'm just going to take the loss. But the point is, if it was y'all, would y'all not be arguing the point? And if y'all going to say yes and true and truly make me believe it, it's already forgotten. I just don't believe that. I know both of y'all too well. If y'all was in the same situation and y'all would have won that trophy, honestly, y'all would have been shaking the table.
Marcus, let me explain to you. First of all, like I said, you know, if my house had done something I know about, I don't give a fuck who it is. Anybody can tell you who know me, I'm going to address the issue with them. Whether they right or wrong, I'm still going to address the issue. But I was there the whole time that situation took place from A to B, and I saw what happened. I didn't even get involved, nor did I care to even try to intervene in it because the child asked for what he got. Now, I never knew anything about nothing printed, nothing about whatever, 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 whatever. If it wasn't said,
we're not talking about no fight.
But Marcus, you know,
we're not talking about no altercation at all.
Marcus,
and let me just make it clear. What I feel as though happened was the Cons won first place for $3,000, and the Revlons and the Escadas tied for second, and it should have been $2,000 and $1,000 split two ways for $1,500. And the Prodigies would have gotten nothing. That's the impression I'm under. We had four trophies. They had four trophies. It has nothing to do with the Cons. It has nothing to do with the Revlon. So does that clear it up? I have no problem with the Cons. Y'all won. Y'all had six trophies. We had four. Y'all won. There's no
Marcus,
problem.
Your thing was that
was my argument. My first argument was about the fight. We paid the fight when we left the meeting. When Neiman said, that's not what we called you about today, Tiana. We called you about the fourth trophy. Now, don't lie.
No, you also said you approached me several times at the ball about the house is supposed to be.
I did. Tiana, that was at the ball. We already gave us the $500. I called you when about this fourth trophy. When?
Marcus, don't backpedal now.
I'm not backpedaling now, Tiana. Once y'all decided what y'all did, because let's be clear, Ayala admitted that she said if there's a fight at the ball, they would be disqualified. However, what she said was the Cons were not in a fight. The Cons were defending themselves. They didn't start the fight. That was the decision she made as the promoter. Y'all made. We had to accept that. Okay, it is what it is. So the Cons got third. Cons got first place for $3,000. At this point, my argument is we had four trophies. The Revlons had four trophies. The Prodigies had three trophies.
So this is my question.
Why was the Blonics even downstairs?
I didn't see no Blonic downstairs. What are you talking about? What are
it's
Blonics
Camaro
down there?
Camaro was downstairs.
Who?
Camaro.
Camaro was downstairs. He was standing behind Tiana and them.
Oh, I didn't see that anyway. Well, anyway.
A discussion had to be going because there was only three. There was only four houses in contention. No matter how they would have decided to do it.
That's crazy.
Tiana, you quiet, girl.
Anyway.
No. You want to know why?
Well, I
didn't
say
it.
Well, congratulations, James. You did a hell of a job. And
say
I,
to
I
you, my. Tayana, thank you. Hey, Kelly, Rodney, everybody. One thing I can't stand.
Hey, James. What's going on, James?
I don't like is I don't like snitches. I don't like snitches. I don't like the police stuff. I don't like all that. So if something happens, I mean, if these motherfuckers will go out and get a legitimate job, they don't have to sit back and pray on $3,000. Because when the individuals came down there talking about, I mean, the issue about, well, I just want to ask the question. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm there because we won. We had 6 points. I want my money. You know, I know anything about this fight, about being disqualified. But a person run up on you and say, oh, I got a question because the car was fighting to get disqualified. So I guess they figured we would have got disqualified, the $3,000 would have been split between the other two houses that came in third. That's what they thought.
And, and honestly, who wouldn't have done that? If you were in second place, would you have not done that?
You know what? I'm not even going to do this.
It wasn't snitching. The fight took place right there in public.
I'm done. I'm not going to do this. I'm done. Y'all have a good night.
No, James. Because I was the promoter's decision, not mine.
James.
Hold on, James is done. Hold on. I have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Renee. I'm good. I was in the chat room.
Hold on, I'll make sure it's really hard, made well.
And,
excuse
me?
No, he was talking to his employee. Go ahead, my
friend. But I called because I was muted out of the chat room or whatever, but I called because, you know, I wanted to let you guys know, do you really think about how this is sounding to other people? I mean, because I know that whatever you guys are in, like, I don't know about whatever the thing is, but... Like, just to your average person who might pick on the show, it sounds really, really crazy. And it sounds like a bunch of men sounding like women kicking at each other.
Oh, well, I see why you got me in there, Mama. Yeah, I will, however.
And that's exactly, wait, hold on.
He said it sounds like a bunch of men.
Hold on.
He said it sounds
exactly,
like cell block
and,
four.
Hello. I'm not gonna yell. And that's exactly why you was muted out the motherfucking chat room. Because you were disrespectful. Because you's a disrespectful ass motherfucking bleeding ass fucking cunt. That's why you was muted out the chat room. Now you have a nice motherfucking night, bitch. Because I can't stand something that bleeds.
Why do you have to curse me out? I didn't call you a name.
I can't stand something that bleeds 7 motherfucking days and don't motherfucking die. You nasty ass cunt. That's why the fuck.
I didn't call you a name.
And you have a nice fucking night.
Can I ask the panel a question? Not the ones that had a dog in the fight. But yeah, because I haven't really heard Rodney's opinion or Alexis. But do y'all think that the Chief Lee I have an invalid complaint. Do y'all think my complaint is invalid with all the information y'all have?
Ronnie, you want to go first or you want me to go?
He might have stepped away because he was talking to the poor.
But Ronnie, that wasn't fair. You said you want to ask me for the question. You said you want to ask me the question. I didn't have a dog in the fight. Rodney had a dog in the fight, so you only asked Alexis.
Alexis.
I don't know the logistics of what was discussed, though, however. But, I mean, if y'all won four trophies, then I don't see what the big discussion, the discrepancy is.
The discrepancy is that the $500 father versus father category was stated, allowed, that it would not count towards the trophy count. Yet it wasn't anywhere in writing, whether it was on the paper flyer, the event page, or anything like that. So it was a word-of-mouth type thing.
Hold on. Let me ask a question. Tayana.
Yes, Kay.
Was this a category that was printed on the flyer?
No, it was not on the flyer.
Okay.
But neither was Old Way or New Performance.
But they all counted for
this category was added on January 6th. Old Way was added 2 weeks ago. So what's the point?
Hold on.
Oh, I have screenshots, Michi. We did our homework.
So, Tayana, my question is, why wasn't it counted? That's all.
It was not on the card, first of all.
Okay.
Neither was Old Way.
So the ones that wasn't on the flyer, the other ones that was on the flyer, what didn't count either?
What do you mean by it didn't count?
What is the Old Way? Did y'all count that point?
Did they get to Old Way?
I don't know.
Yes.
Marcus?
Yes.
They got to Old Way?
Who won Old Way?
Who won, Marcus? House of Prodigy called Prodigy won Old Way.
Okay, so now what you want me to say now?
Alexis is asking the question.
Hello? Hold on.
Yeah. Alexis, they mute you?
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello? Panel?
Yes.
Hi. Y'all been doing a lot of talking, but no one's ever answered my question. This goes out to the panel. I wanted to ask Kelly and Rod.
Who is that moving around? Forget whoever is doing all of that noise that thing's going on is really working my fucking nerves, Miss A.
I'm muted.
Hello?
Okay, baby. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes,
I wanted to ask Kelly and Rodney and some of the newer people, some of the younger people that are on there, like J-Rock and Jason, can they please, pretty please, give me the top five senior citizens Vogue legendary status?
What? Never mind.
We're not talking about senior citizen Vogue
because there was no senior citizen Vogue this weekend. So for the next time they have a senior citizen Vogue category, Miss Day, and the senior citizens come out, you can come on that night and we can talk about the senior citizen Vogue. But there was no senior citizen performance this weekend. Everybody that performed this weekend performed to the potential that they had. So we're not talking about senior citizen Vogue, okay? But I do think you can definitely call in and listen to the show. But if you want to talk about anything else that we're talking about, you could definitely feel free to. We could definitely talk about that. But I'm getting a lot of people.
Tell me how to do senior citizen.
No, Rodney cannot tell you that, Eva.
Can Alexis tell me about senior citizens' performance?
Bitch, girl, listen, I'm not doing this with y'all bitches tonight, Miss Say Girl. Okay, baby. Okay, we enter the next, and we're not. Okay. I'm not, but I got a lot of people here to see us, and a lot of people want to know, a lot of people want to talk about some motherfucking gun and the motherfucking bottles, so what's the thing?
So let's get back to the Chanel and the Revlon's getting into it.
The Chanel's and the Revlon's getting into it?
That's what I'm talking
about. Okay, she was joking, neither one of our houses had any discrepancies all weekend, neither one of our houses.
Well, that's not my background. Stop muting me, bitch.
I did not mute you. Baby, but somebody background.
Oh,
somebody
and
background.
The other additional category that was added was sneaker versus sneaker, and that point was counted as well.
Oh, my God, Marcus, let it go.
No, girl.
Oh,
that's
girl.
Hold on. Okay. Rodney. That's Rodney.
He put the phone down. He went back into the
Yeah, that's Rodney. That's Rodney's phone. Somebody must be in the office at Rodney's job by his phone. That's Rodney's phone. Or Rodney got his phone in his pocket while he's walking around at your work. That was Rodney's phone. Yeah, that was Rodney.
But so ain't nobody gonna talk about
the way they were throwing these bottles, Miss Day, and Thaddeus and Little James fighting and all of that stuff, honey. Because this is what everybody is hitting me up. They want.
Everybody's hitting me up, and everybody wants to talk about.
Yes.
Okay,
I got it.
The echo could be in the same place.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about Thaddeus and Little James having this fight with this with the Femme Queen and her throwing the bottle. And they hitting me up and they want to know why did Mark Khan have a Ciroc bottle in his hand and saying and everything. This is what everybody they hitting me up asking me, bitch. I don't know, bitch. Cause I don't see what was happening.
Give me up, girls.
Well, can you tell everybody that has a Ciroc bottle in their hand? They need to see me because I need my money.
Well, everybody that had those Ciroc bottles in their hand, Miss Thang, how y'all say y'all need to see her because she want her coin, Miss Thang, honey, okay? Because, baby, the way they said that, I can't wait for this video to go up, Miss Thang, but the way they said that bitch was launching those motherfucking bottles, Miss Thang, bitch, it was crazy.
So
and she's a big bitch, Miss Thang.
So Thaddeus and
Lil
James got into it. The two lovers?
No, they was fighting somebody. Hold on, let me mute Rodney until he come back. He could just text my phone because that's really okay. No, okay. So this is my question. This is my question because everybody kept asking me why I was looking the way I was looking on the panel last night. So this is my question to Tyon, and I wish Tone was on the phone too because, you know, he was a part of the aftermath for yesterday. My whole thing is I don't understand how Daddy has sponsored $1,000. And how did he sponsor the $1,000? He sponsored the $1,000, he judged, he recorded, and he picked the battles. Is that a requirement for people that sponsor? No, I need to know. Is that a requirement for people that sponsors money when they sponsor money that they get all of this control? Because I don't think it was fair, and that's why my face looked the way it looked last night on the judges panel, and everybody kept asking me why my face is looking like that, and that's why my face looked like that. But I never got a chance to talk about it on the aftermath because I was so into the girls acting like animals last night.
Okay, before we get to that, Kelly, can we get to this fight? What happened now? Because you started to say that you stopped. What happened?
They said there was something about Little James and Thaddeus and that girl. I don't know what had happened,
and with the fight and everything, but they said it's all on video. The whole the incident is all on video, and it's going to be uploaded to my page and Kelly Mizrahi on YouTube if the girls want to see it. But I don't know what happened, and no, nobody's talking about it no more because everybody's saying the incident is squashed now because the two people that the incident happened with is having balls coming up. So the incident is resolved now, and so nobody don't want to talk about it. So I guess once Caesar gets home tomorrow, and you know, and he uploads everything, you know, well he's home now, but I guess once everything gets uploaded tomorrow, bitch, then we can talk about it tomorrow night on Trash Talk Tuesday because nobody wants to talk about it because everybody got a ball coming up, and the incident is resolved now because everybody got balls coming up. So I guess once the videos get up, then we can really find out what happened, who was launching bottles, and who was doing what, and then we can talk about it. But right now, everybody got a, you know, it's the Ebony's got a ball coming up in May, the Khan's got a ball coming up in May, and everything is resolved and is over with. So it's just, so we just got to wait for the video.
Hold on, you're talking in circles now. So
I'm not talking
about
it.
Wait. Let me just clarify this right now. The Ebony and the Khan have nothing against each other at all. What happened between Toya and Thaddeus is personal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me clear that up with y'all
No. My question was because she said she never said anything about the Ebony. So that's when she said the Ebony's got a ball coming up. I'm like, well, what do the Ebony's have to do with it? But now it makes sense. Okay, then go ahead.
So that's what it is. So I guess we're just going to wait for the video to get up, and then we can all make our conclusions once the video get up because no one's talking, and the whole situation is resolved with all parties as of now. So I guess we'll just talk about it when the videos come up because nobody don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
So I don't know why. But, honey, so, but now back to my question about Thaddeus, judging, sponsoring, recording, and picking the battles.
I wasn't aware of that. I know that he did say he wanted to pick the battles, and I mean, some of the battles that was picked, was he even asked the people in the audience who do they want to see, so he wasn't the only one picking the battles, was he?
I was gagging. But overall, I have to say, I really enjoyed those girls coming out there and vote for that $1,000 this day. Even though the effect wasn't really calling for that much, but they actually did come out and did perform for $1,000. I'm just mad that the category couldn't finish this day because there's no shame this day. I know this day. Barbie was going to go to Ms. Berlin. And I think that last night was her night.
Who, Ms. Barbie Revlon?
Yeah, Barbie Revlon. Yes, okay. Last night was her night, Ms. Say. And if they would have finished that last battle, she was going to wear Berlin. She was going to wear Berlin out, Ms. Say. It's no shade, Ms. Say. She was not playing with those motherfucking girls.
Is that the video Sanaya posted?
I don't know, honey. You know, I don't be on Facebook like that, so I don't know. I don't know what video tonight I posted. But overall, Miss Day, you know, I enjoyed the aftermath before the fight and stuff happened. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it more once the girls started fighting and stuff and say, honey, I had a good time.
What's going on? If Scrappy is listening, Scrappy, if you're listening, what's going on? What method are you going to attack?
Oh, I heard something about Scrappy supposed to be smacking Anthony or something.
What happened?
I don't know. We need to get the tea on that, honey. And so what's going on with your son, Miss Sanger, his post that he put up on Facebook?
Who?
Your son, Chip.
I do not give it to my kids for my life. What is this person posting?
Girl, you know.
No, I really don't. Honestly, I don't.
Okay, well, I don't know either.
Hold on, y'all.
I gotta, hold on. Give me 1 minute because I didn't do this before the show started because I didn't see it on my board. Hold on. Give me 1 minute. I have to take a commercial break and take these words from our sponsor from the Virginia Awards Board. Hold on.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000, Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000, European Runway versus All American for $1,000, Femme Queen Face for $1,000, and Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500, Legendary Performance for $500, Open to All Legendary Runway for $500, Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500, Butch Queen Twisters for $500, Open to All Legendary Realness for $500, Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500, and Father vs. Father for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amp Lovin on Facebook or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
Yes, that's the Virginia Awards Ball in Virginia, honey, in Richmond, Virginia. It's going down, honey. Baby, how y'all doing?
Why you didn't play the Ebony commercial?
Baby, I'm gonna get to the mistake. It's so many fucking commercials mistake. I got y'all mistake. It's so many fucking commercials mistake, girl. Like, you know, and I want to tell everybody that's out there that has a commercial that's on. If y'all listening, bitch, and y'all have a commercial, y'all able to post in the official Marvel radio station mistake, and you're also able to promote on all three of my Facebook pages, honey. So anybody else that posts anything on my page, if you do not pay for promotion, bitch, do not post on my page, mistake. Or you can use all three of my Facebook pages to promote on all of them, and I have over 5,000 friends on all of my pages. Thank you for reaching out. What? Why y'all falling out? Girl,
crazy,
I need the girls to get out there. I want the girls to get out there. You know what I'm saying, girl? You know? We global,
Miss Fagel. I'm not giving a damn about your 4 or 5 pages, girl.
Oh, Miss Fagel. You see, Miss Fagel, girl, this is why I don't fuck with these tired-ass motherfuckers. Ebony's Miss Fagel, girl. Miss Fagel, girl. One tired-ass motherfucking bitch, Miss Fagel. I don't know why her and J-Rock can't take me, Miss Fagel, girl. They can't take me, Miss Fagel.
There's nothing about you to take, baby.
Okay, mistake.
Okay.
I can't wait to get to motherfucking
take
San Francisco.
Take your mouth, stop.
Girl, you got the wrong queen, mistake. You talking to Alexis.
Hold on, wait. You know what? I don't have to discuss my rules with no bricks. Like, for real.
Okay. Bitch. And Tayana, I also want to tell you that your weight loss, I want to tell you your weight loss look good, bitch. Mistake, you really look good, sister.
I have to
honey, we need to get our big brother over there on a diet, Tayana.
Thank you. I know, right, Alexis?
His shoulders looking real broad.
Let me ask y'all a question. Hold on.
Alexis, the way they tell me your body is set up.
Hold on, girl.
Baby.
Why do y'all like to get me started up?
The
way they told me your body is set up, girl.
Okay. It's built like an old Bentley.
Oh, my gosh.
Bitch, what I tell you, bitch, the way my life is set up right now, bitch. I just can't, bitch. Girl, I'm about to go to the pub, bitch. I'm going to the pub. It's going down to the pub.
We're going to have so much fun tonight.
Yes, baby. It's going down big time, baby. Okay? I'm about to turn the Windy City out, bitch. I'm about to run amok in Chicago. Bitch, I'm running amok in Chicago, bitch. So, stay clear, bitch. Because mother's coming through.
None of those beef sandwiches with extra onions at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning either.
Ooh, Ms. Alexis. I can't do that no more.
Yeah, we don't do those type of things no more, Alexis.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Nobody goes to McDonald's mistake and get two Big Macs mistake and three-quarter pounds mistake and two sweet teas like you always do.
This comes from the bitch who said it. This comes from the bitch who ordered 20 pieces, two McChicken sandwiches, and two sweet peas.
And puts it in a bikini.
No, bitchy, a pink short with the motherfucking fishnets on, bitch.
Hold on. I got a message that just came through my inbox. Hold on, honey. Let's see. Baby, hold on. I got to read this message.
Bitch, who you is? James Bond? What's going on?
What? I don't know. I was looking at this message that came through my inbox, honey.
Yeah, I know you're a little slow. It took you a little longer than others to read messages.
Oh, no, bitch. I was looking at this message about Michi Ebony and his house member with this sneaker, honey, baby. And it wasn't a sneaker. It was a boot mistake, honey, you know.
Oh.
You know, but those Ebonies, you know, they always, you know, girl.
What happened?
You know, They always go to the 99 cent store and get their pieces, Miss A.
What are you talking about, Miss Thing? What
happened? Don't worry about it.
Huh? I don't even want sneaker, girl.
Oh no, we not. I got it now, baby.
You tell Miss Marlin to keep it too.
Excuse me?
You tell Miss Marlin to keep it cute, girl.
What are you talking about?
Girl, I already know where that message is derived from, girl. No. She's trying it, honey.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Clearly.
Oh. Oof, Lord. Oof. Girl. Man. Out, baby. It's just a lot, honey, baby, but, you know, what? Oh, it's 1:30 over there on the East Coast, honey. It's just a big thing, honey. I got baby. Okay, well, I guess, baby, you know what? On that note, bitch, everybody will definitely, you know, Trash Talk Tuesday will definitely pick up where we left off from with all the drama and the fight, because all the videos and the aftermath and all the clips will be up tomorrow. So the Trash Talk Tuesday cast will definitely pick up on all the drama and stuff that we missed that the girls didn't talk about. You know, they will definitely pick up. So on that note, can everybody please say good night, because we're about to get up out of here. So can everybody say good night?
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night from the
real second place winner.
Oh, shit. Good night, beautiful people. Congratulations, Midwest Chapter of Ebony, the Dynasty Ball.
Good night.
See you all there.
Okay. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night when London, Jason, and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be on the air to definitely recap the recap, honey, and definitely give y'all Trash Talk Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night when the icon and CEO and founder, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air to definitely give you the State of Emergency show. And this show is definitely sponsored by Audible.com. I'm going to take y'all away with our commercials. Remember, like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm definitely live on the air, whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'm going to take you away with all these words from our sponsors. Love you all for loving me. Good night.
Legendary Twerk Ray Blahnik and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize, open to all runway, Masterpiece Theater for 1,000. Mini grands include open to all legendary performance, Operation Black Ops for 500. Open to all performance, Queen of the Jungle for 500. Open to all face, Timeless Beauty for 250. Femme Queen Realness, Transformation for 250. Trans Man vs. Butch Queen Realness, Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy vs. Thugs, Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location, the Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact Legendary Trebray Blahnik or Legendary Monique Khan on Facebook or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister must team up with a Butch Queen in drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grants include open to all runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, open to all runway for $250, open to all face for $250, realness as a house for $250, and performance as a house for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis.
LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10. For $250, sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an Over Pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be The Icon, Selvin Mizrahi, and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend. In Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500, legendary iconic performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
Tempted to touch an association with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and the icon Jack Mizrahi presents Sin City Ball 2014. Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your grand prize, the Las Vegas Showcase Showdown
Open to All Vote Them for $1,000. Many grants include the House of Cards Civil War, Open to All Runway for $500. Poker Face, Open to All Face with an Attitude for $500. Mr. Blackjack, Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Miss Golden Glove, Femme Queen Sex Siren for $500. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th, 2014. Doors open at 1 p.m. Ball starts 3 p.m. sharp. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. Includes refreshments for 10 people. Backstage dressing room, $75. The location, Fort Cheyenne, 2414 East Cheyenne Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Special appearances by the legendary Laomi Prodigy, Deshaun Levin, and Marquise Revlon. Masters of the microphone, the Hall of Famer Selvin Mizrahi, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. For more information, contact Divine Chanel on Facebook, or Jack Mizrahi on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated Sunday, March 16th. The Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Levin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000, Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000, European Runway versus All American for $1,000, Femme Queen Face for $1,000, and Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500, Legendary Performance for $500, Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500. And Father vs. Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amp Levin on Facebook, or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.